So yesterday at 8:30, we were supposed to record an interview with Madonna. And so we added an extra song just to make sure we'd have enough time so we could get back on the air and get Vinny's news going. And then
the best news break of the week.
Yeah, I mean, such a bummer we missed out on it. So people were like, did something happen to you guys? Because we wound up playing like six songs. We just didn't know when she was going to call. We finally get her on the phone at about 8:52. But Bryn cut the whole thing is recorded because we don't know when she's going to start. So the overall length was over 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, 20 plus of it is us just waiting for Madonna to get on the line. So I'm assuming that there's a little bit of that left in here.
Hopefully, because Vinny was so funny.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I was just cracking up listening to Vinny. I was like, forget Madonna.
Vinny was on fire.
This wasn't supposed to be the show, though. So
turned out to be, there though. It was.
So we're going to play it for you now. I don't know where it starts, but I assume it's pre-interview at this point.
That's correct.
Here we go. Madonna on Alice. Standing by for Madonna.
Hello, nice person.
I think we might be on hold.
They won't answer us. Hello, nice person. Nice person?
It does sound like someone's breathing.
Yeah.
Oh, hi.
Hello. Nice person. How are you?
We were talking to you, nice person.
Good. My name is Imari. I'm calling from Kelly Bishnobeck's office.
Hi, Imari.
Hi.
Hi. I will connect you guys to the Madonna phoner.
Yeah, we're
That'd
just standing by.
No problem. Are you still there?
Don't leave her alone.
I guess not.
I'm still here.
All right.
Is she in a good mood?
Yeah, she is. She is. It's a good day.
She can't say. What's she going to say?
Well,
she's cranky
she
today.
Us a little heads up.
Be careful. She's not going to tell us that.
Just have fun. You guys' energy is really great.
Oh, good. I'm still here.
Hello, we're just going to stand by for a couple of minutes.
We are having so much fun. Mm-hmm. The anticipation's
Amazing.
Building.
Yes,
I swear I'm going to freak out.
Vinny, don't freak out. She's just a human being like anyone else. Well, not exactly like anyone else, but it's all right.
Can I get that paper bag I need?
In case you hyperventilate.
You know when your leg is twitching and you're like bouncing it up and down at 100 miles per hour?
Yes.
I'm doing twice that speed right now. You ever do that?
I do. You
Not
never...
you, her. Where you have just an incredible surge of energy and it's coming out your bouncing knee. You know what I mean?
I can't say that I do, but I get butterflies in my stomach and then I feel like I can't breathe. So almost the same thing, maybe.
I'm with you.
You guys, deep breaths. It's okay. Good job. That's good, you guys. Seems like you're calmer already.
You know what I just thought of?
What's that?
You know that bit on SNL where the lady would stick her fingers into her armpits and then pull them out and smell them?
Superstar!
What is that? That's nervous, right? That's a nervous thing?
Yeah. She played I think her name was like Mary Margaret something.
I don't know. Anyway, my leg is still just twitching away.
Yeah. I'm surprised you even notice it. I never even noticed it.
If you could harness this energy, you could light this building, though, I'm telling you right now. I could at least run a vibrator. I know that. Just, you know what I mean, with the energy.
Uh-huh. That's good.
Maybe not a building.
Probably not all of this is going to be usable. I like the energy source thing, though. That's pretty good. This part can get cut out.
What part? You talking?
Yeah, this part.
Nobody's cutting you out.
No, come on.
Forget about it.
Cut me out. I already dumped all those other songs. I don't know what to do. So she's running a little late, huh? He's going to add some songs.
Hello? Is Madonna there? Do you think Madonna takes off her sneakers by stepping on the heel, or do you think she bends over and unties them and pulls them off?
I wonder if she even wears sneakers.
Oh, good
point. Well, she does work out, though, all the time. She's got to have some sneakers. You know what? Ask her. That's
interesting. No, we have 10 minutes. I'm not going to ask her dumb questions like that.
Why not? These are the things that no one will hear anywhere
else. No. I'm not doing it.
I have some dumb questions.
Well, good. Then you ask them.
All right, I will.
I'm not doing it.
All right, Vinny wants to know.
No. Oh, my God. That's so stupid.
I like it.
I'll deny that. I'll say I'm being framed immediately.
I've been framed.
Yeah, thank you. Not saying that. Do you think she's a shoes off in the house person? Or do you think she's all, I replace the carpet here daily?
I'm going to guess she's a shoes off person, but I'll ask her there.
Don't ask her that too. That's stupid. Don't ask.
And if so, where did you go?
You know what? I'm going to get in trouble.
Yeah.
Because I ask dumb questions of you, and then you're just going to spit them out. You don't
we'll
like them.
Let's see how long it takes
ask
to talk
her
about
your
them?
List first. Don't get to any of my dumb stuff. We'll lose our 10 minutes in 2 seconds.
First we'll talk about what she wants to talk about. She's going to definitely want to talk about her record and the tour.
Can you just not turn my mic off?
Stop it. Oh, this is that song. Turn
it's
it
a new
up.
Song, yeah.
Oh, let's hear this.
Crave. So Sway Lee. Do
you think she lives alone?
No. She's got a bunch of kids.
She doesn't have a bunch of kids.
Sure she does. She has a couple of adopted kids.
She does?
Yeah.
How do you know that?
It's Madonna.
She has the two kids she had.
Yeah, but I think Lourdes, I don't know if she still lives with her or not. But
and then
she's
Rocco.
Got David Banda. David Banda.
She's got six kids.
Six
Get
total?
The hell out of here.
Hello, I'm adding you to the line.
Oh, thank you. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We get to spend a couple minutes this morning with Madonna.
You are Sarah and Vinny. You have Madonna?
Oh, we have Madonna.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You have me, yes.
Hi, Madonna.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning to you. I hope you're
good afternoon to me.
Oh, good afternoon to you. Are you are you in?
I'm in London.
You're in London right now. Congratulations on the new record and this incredible tour you're doing a lot of touring that is involving multiple nights in each location.
Mm-hmm.
And that is I did happen to notice, though, that San Francisco is not on this list. We're hopeful that...
It's not?
No, we don't have you here. I know. Very upset.
Do you have a nice theater there?
We have several
Many.
Nice theaters, yes.
Lots of them.
Well, I'm going to have a word with my management about
that. I agree. Perfect. Right now, we may have to come out to Las Vegas to see you.
You might have to come to Vegas or L.A.
L.A.
I would say come to L.A.
Oh, L.A. over Vegas?
Yeah.
All right.
Hell yeah.
So the new album in, 2 weeks?
Yes.
Yeah, June 14th. So who is Madam X Madonna?
She is she's a secret agent. You don't know? You didn't read the Madame X manifesto?
Well, I did, but I thought you might want to put it in your own words. She seems like she's pretty much everything.
Well, she is in a way. I mean, she specializes in many areas, but like I say in the manifesto, she's a secret agent. She changes her identity. So she can be whoever she needs to be and wants to be, depending on the situation, so that she can accomplish the job at hand.
Whatever it has to be.
Which is bringing light to dark places, inspiring people, making people happy, changing the world, being a freedom fighter, it kind of goes along with what I've been doing all along for my entire career. But I've made her very specific this time because I felt like I didn't like the idea of reinvention as much as I liked the idea that I could be anyone. I could, you know, that in a way I'm all women can be these things. All women can be a professor. All women can be a head of state. All women can be a housekeeper, an equestrian, it's also a way of empowering people.
I love that. I
think
not to stand apart, but to also say we are all these people, and we can be all these people.
That it's interesting that you would take that route because you have been known as someone who reinvents herself, and yet it's not like you let go of these other identities, and so Madame X can be all of these things, whatever you need to be at that moment. Plus. Secret agents, super sexy and cool outfits. I mean, it's got wrapped up with everything.
Well, a girl has to have swag.
Apparently. We actually got into a debate waiting for you to get on the line as to whether or not you actually wear sneakers. But then we figured you must work out, so of course you have sneakers, yeah?
Of course I wear sneakers. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Sneakers are a must. I even wear them for fashion, not just for working out.
Wow. Gotten those ones that have the little lift in the back? They're like a little high heel sneaker, but you can't tell from the outside?
No.
Oh.
No, she would never do that. Right. Let me ask you this. Is your house
shoes off? I wear gazelles.
Is your house shoes on or shoes off?
Shoes off where there's rugs and carpets. Mm-hmm. There's signs everywhere.
There's signs?
Oh, signs. Yeah.
Wow.
Hand-drawn signs?
Shoes. What, laminated signs?
Man, that is...
We're going to need a sign yep. here. I need
you
a
run
laminated.
A tight ship over here.
That's serious. Good for you.
I bet that you do. So, Crave...
Do you think I want to clean my carpeting all the time?
Well, I was saying before you got on that you probably just have it replaced fairly regularly, but good point.
No, I'm not a waste... Madam X is not a wasteful person.
No, Madam X needs to keep it clean, keep it tight. So the video for Crave mm-hmm. is, mm-hmm. I think it's today at 10:30 our time. Is that correct? I don't know what time it's, maybe it's already
yeah,
out where
yeah,
you are.
It is. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But we love the song with Swae Lee. Is there someone in particular that we're craving, or is this just a song about craving, or is it Swae Lee that you're craving?
It's about the concept. It's the concept of desire, of longing for something that you can't have. You know, that thing that human beings do. They always want the thing they can't have.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
So, yeah.
A few weeks ago, we got to hear Medellin for the first time. But mm-hmm. you released five... that was the first of five songs that are going to come out before the album actually comes out.
Which is kind of crazy.
Why did you pick that? Yeah, I know. It is a lot of songs to come out before the album
comes
out.
Honestly, releasing five singles before my album comes out is the orchestration and of my record label.
Mm.
I just do as I'm told.
Really?
I make the music. I make the art, yeah.
And then just do what it seems like. Those are not words that I put with Madonna. I do what I'm told.
Yeah.
Still fun making mm-hmm. records? Like, you love the whole process, recording, doing the art?
That's the best part. The best part is the process of creativity, of making music, putting together shows, putting together tours, you know, coming up with concepts for videos. I love all that stuff. I love all the writing, the creation. That part is the best.
In your own homes, do you have...
Explaining it to people is not as easy.
Right. Do you have a pretty elaborate studio set up at each of your homes, or do you leave the house to go and do that?
Oh, no. I have no studio setups in any of my homes. I have editing facilities for my videos, so that way... When I'm working, when I come home to see my kids, then and everyone's asleep, I can work.
Oh,
I can work through the night in the edit suite, like at doing all the edits and cuts and videos and all the
alone
stage projections for my shows.
Wow.
No, I have editors that I work with.
So they come to the house, and yeah. then you can be with the family, yeah. but be working at the same time.
Yes, I chain them to their edit.
Unless they take their shoes off, they can't go out.
They can't leave the room. Yeah, they have to take their shoes off, and then they get handcuffed to the computer.
Well, we're very excited. Yep. June 14th, Madam X debuts globally. It's 15 songs.
Okay.
So, and this is you living in Portugal. You're saying the whole flavor of the record is influenced by that?
I would say the majority of it. Yeah, that's certainly where I started, and those are the first. Handful of songs, I would say the first seven songs were created there, and a lot of the music was inspired by the music that I heard there while living there. A lot of the musicians that played on the records are playing on it, so yeah, that was the birthplace of the record for sure.
But writing lyrically, you spend your time, what, alone in the house? You just spit it into a phone, or how's that work for you?
All different ways. I do it in the moment, in the studio, when I say I'm working with Mirwiz, and I have a computer on my lap, and I'm just typing out lyrics when I hear music. Sometimes I have a journal that I write in, so I keep phrases and ideas. If I'm reading a book and something comes to me, I'll stop for a moment and jot something down. So I have my collection of my own writing that I bring to a session, and then also in the session, I will write and be inspired, or if I happen to have a collaborator that I'm writing with, like Stara, you know, we work together, we pass the computer back and forth to each other.
That's
She writes on her phone. I can't get my head around writing on phones.
I know. A lot of people are using the phone wherever they are and recording into it just to get it down. But I think that's the point.
I'll record melodies and stuff that I don't want to forget. But if I'm in the actual studio and I'm singing, I have to, I type the lyrics up, I print them, and I'm old-fashioned. I put them on a music stand, and I read them off a piece of paper. I can't read off a phone. And I can't write on a phone. I can write on a computer, or I can write handwritten lyrics.
But you must spend a lot of your, I mean, that's the mindset that Madonna has to be in. Like, I'm looking for music and everything. I'm, you know, whatever's available, I'm sort of jotting that down. Like, the average person isn't walking around going, ooh, I better hold on to that, because, you know, so you just, whatever's at hand, you'll use for
it.
So we only have a couple minutes with you. I'm getting the wrap it up sign. I want to ask you a couple quick questions. If you could change one thing about the world by waving your magic wand, it would be?
Oh, gosh. One thing.
One thing.
Peace
gotta
in
pick
the Middle
one.
East.
All right.
Peace in the Middle East, because that will change everything.
Favorite song you've ever recorded?
Oh, oh goodness. I don't have a favorite. Sorry to say.
Downton Abbey or Game of Thrones?
Game of Thrones.
Oh, okay. Ah. Perfect. Did you like the
Any
ending?
Day.
Have you seen the finale?
I haven't got... Don't blow it for me.
I will not. I promise. Oh, I would never blow it for you, Madonna. All right. Thank you so much. We're getting the wrap it up sign. It is great to talk to you. Good luck with the Madam X. We'll come and see you in Vegas or LA.
Thanks. Have a good one.
Appreciate your time.
Okay. See you in the theater.
Do.
Bye bye. Thank you for using our service. Goodbye.
Oh.
Wow.
It was fun.
Just like that.
It was fun. It was great.
Thank you for using our service.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Fastest bail of all time.
Yeah. Okay, see you in the theater. Click. Anyway, so there you go. There's our interview with Madonna that we did yesterday.
We're grateful. Our bot just said thank you so much for doing that.
Oh, good. Oh,
we're
you're welcome, Michael Martin.
Five phoners she did across the U.S., and we were one of them.
She had five
Jane,
in her.
Kelly at the record company, everybody, thank you so much.
Did the texters like it?
Vince?
Oh, I have some texts. You want to?
I like the beginning part.
Yeah.
Oh, that was hilarious.
He was just like,
oh my God, this is hysterical, and the interview hasn't started yet.
That's what I'm saying.
It went downhill from there. You know.
Well. LOL, the banter between you guys was way better than the actual interview. Also, didn't you say no to more phone interviews?
Oh, yes. Stop
it's
it.
Madonna.
Oh,
we do
on.
Say no. We say no to phone
Madonna,
interviews all the
bitch.
Time. Bitch, I'm Madonna.
Totally fun. She was great. Come on.
Yeah, she was great.
And I do love that song. Well, love is
great.
Hard, but
yeah.
I'm getting it a couple times. A couple times, a few more times, and I'm going to love
good.
It.
Well, I thought she did well. Frankly, to be honest with you, I think that like when you hear Jane talk to these up-and-comers, the young new artists, they're into it, man. They're so happy someone's talking to them.
They're hella thirsty,
they're
too.
So right. And you figure someone like Madonna... She's just over it.
Right. Yeah.
It's nice to hear her say, I still love making records.
Right.
I love
that was a great
the time
question
and energy
post.
Into that.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's, you hope that that's the case.
Absolutely. Well, it's not something you grow out of. And, you know, she's been doing this for so long. It's nice that it just hasn't turned into just drudgery, you know.
Yeah.
All right. So there you go. That was our interview with Madonna. Thanks for listening to it. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
I have no idea.
All right.
Sarah. And Vinny.